Hello and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, what are executive orders? And now, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. President Obama's recent proposals to use executive orders to deal with gun violence and climate change have led to controversy on Capitol Hill, with one congressman even suggesting that impeachment might be appropriate. In this episode, I'll explain what executive orders are and why they're often controversial. Before I get into the details of executive orders, I wanted to tell you about something you should do even if the president doesn't order you to do it. And that is go to GoDaddy.com. It's the world's largest domain name registrar and web hosting provider with more than 54 million domain names under management. In fact, GoDaddy registers, renews, or transfers more than one domain name every second of every day. You can go to GoDaddy.com today to start your domain search. Then, if you register your domain with GoDaddy.com, you can enjoy free extras like personalized email, photo albums, getting started guides, and domain forwarding and masking. You can also use GoDaddy's free one-page website product called Instant Page to create an online presence in just a few minutes. And don't forget to check out GoDaddy's web hosting services. GoDaddy Web Hosting offers reliable, lightning-fast hosting with unlimited storage and bandwidth, 99.9% uptime guarantee, easy one-click setup, and free 24/7 technical support. Plans start at just $2.99 per month. So get started today at GoDaddy.com. For my listeners, GoDaddy is offering 20% off your 1, 2, or 3-year hosting plan. Just be sure to enter the code HOSTPOD61 at checkout. That's GoDaddy.com and enter the code HOSTPOD61 at checkout to get 20% off your 1, 2, or 3-year hosting package. Remember, this code cannot be combined with other offers. Back to the episode. Executive orders constitute one category of presidential directive, which is a broad term referring to all written instructions and declarations issued by the President of the United States. Although the Constitution does not expressly authorize executive orders, they are arguably implied by those provisions in the Constitution that give the President power to run the executive branch, command the army, and manage foreign relations. How on earth could anybody do those jobs without putting things in writing? Not surprisingly, every president since George Washington has issued written directives of one sort or another. It was Abraham Lincoln, however, who is credited with coining the term executive order in 1862. As a wartime leader, Lincoln had to issue numerous orders in his role as commander-in-chief. In modern history, the highest number of executive orders were issued by Woodrow Wilson, who was president in World War I, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who served during World War II. Indeed, FDR tops the charts at 3,728 executive orders, even taking into account the fact that FDR held office longer than any other president. He still issued more orders per year than any other president. Executive orders are sometimes controversial, particularly when the president appears to be encroaching on the powers of the legislative branch. Under the separation of powers doctrine, only Congress can exercise legislative power. That is, only Congress can make laws, or change existing laws, impose taxes, or direct federal spending. At times, presidents are tempted to veer into that territory. In 1995, for example, President Clinton issued an executive order prohibiting companies from hiring replacement workers for workers who went on strike. The problem was that this order contradicted federal labor law, and only Congress has the power to change that law. The executive order was eventually overturned by a unanimous decision of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Which brings us to the most recent debate. In January 2013, President Obama unveiled a slate of proposals aimed at reducing gun violence. The proposals emerged from a month-long study initiated after the Newtown shooting tragedy. Gun control is always a controversial topic, as I discussed in an earlier episode. But in this case, the president seeks to achieve many of his goals through a list of 23 executive actions, many of which are executive orders. Although many of the proposed actions were vaguely worded, some of them arguably deal with policy matters within Congress's domain, such as the scope of federal background checks for firearm purchases. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky proposed legislation to nullify the president's executive actions, citing separation of powers concerns. One member of the House of Representatives even suggested that he might initiate impeachment proceedings against the president, but he later seemed to drop that idea. I should mention that during the presidency of George W. Bush, very similar allegations were made about the president abusing his powers through executive orders. Just a few weeks after the gun proposals, President Obama proposed additional executive orders in his State of the Union address, particularly in the area of climate change. Here again, the president's remarks provoked controversy because climate change is seen as a legislative, not an executive matter. Indeed, the president called on Congress to take action on environmental and energy matters, but then declared that if Congress fails to act, he would start issuing executive orders. If that's the way things play out, you can be sure that congressional resolutions will start flying with complaints about the president usurping legislative power. Thank you for listening to Legal Lads, quick and dirty tips for a more lawful life. Thanks again to our sponsor this week, GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com offers everything you need to make a name for yourself on the web, including domain name registration, website hosting, and more. Get 20% off your 1, 2, or 3 year hosting package at GoDaddy.com by using the code HOSTPOD61. Just enter the code HOSTPOD61 at checkout for 20% off hosting. Remember, this code cannot be combined with other offers. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only. We'll be right back.